Sure, but we have got to jump right into our next segment, which is our album review for today. And today we are joined with Raiden. Raiden, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Logan.
Awesome. And you've got to tell me all about the album you chose to review this week.
All right. So for this week, I went with The Dares' new album, his first album. It's What's Wrong with New York. And he only released like a couple songs before this under the name The Dare, and they all showed potential to be like... I was excited to see his sound evolve. And, I see where he's going. All of his music, it's just like a party.
Awesome. Yeah. And do you think like his older music kind of sounds the same as this album, or do you think he kind of switched it up on his first album?
Well, so like this is his first album.
Yeah.
Before that, he he released albums under a like band name called like Turtlenecked, and he played at like Gucci parties and like Prada like after parties and stuff, and it was all like indie rock, so it is a bit of a jump from his old stuff, but it's a new sound for him.
Awesome. Yeah, I absolutely love this album. You've got to let me know, what are some of your favorite songs from it?
So by far my favorite song off of this album, it's called All Night. It's there were some like clips coming out on the internet a couple weeks like before the album came out of like him doing the song live, and it was like it was clear that that was going to be like the like peak moment in the album energy wise and like listening to the album, it's a great song.
Awesome. Well, we have got a song from the album right now, and we will come back and talk all things about this album after it, but for now we have got Perfume by The Dare right here on New Music Monday. Perfume by The Dare as our album review this week here on New Music Monday. And Raiden was telling me he actually got to see The Dare in concert. So Raiden, you have got to tell me all about that.
I was shocked at how much work was put. So this was his first tour, like under that name, this was his first tour. And there was so much effort put in by everyone on his team. Like the stage design was crazy there. It looked like it was like him up there singing. And it had the energy and like stage design of like a rave.
Oh yeah, I've seen some clips of it. Where did you see him play at?
Sleeping Village in Chicago, which it was the first time I ever went to that venue. It's a great venue.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that venue. Where's that at?
Like a Avondale?
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. He would definitely be so cool to see in concert though. But I've got to know, if you could see The Dare kind of collaborate with another artist to release something, who would you want to see him do a song with?
Okay, I have. All right, I've got one answer.
Okay.
Now, everyone is comparing The Dare to LCD Sound System.
Okay.
Now, to see those two together, to break this this metaphorical like internet beef that their fans have put between them, I would love to see that.
That would be so cool. I've been seeing a ton of people this year like saying they're going to be The Dare for Halloween because he kind of has like that classic tux look vibe. What do you think about that?
Oh, I mean, that's a great... I would love that. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I was talking to, after the set, me and my friends, we got a chance to talk to his manager, and we were asking him the question of, does he only have one suit, or like, he wouldn't answer it.
That is so cool. What do you think you could see from the future of The Dare? Like, do you think we're going to get another album soon? Do you think it's going to be a little bit of a wait? What are you hoping for?
I mean, I would say, I'm not too sure. I bet there'll be like maybe a few singles in the next year. But I mean, the gap between like his music that he had coming out before this album and like this album, it's like a 2-year wait. So I'm not too sure.
For sure. Well, I definitely cannot wait for more music from The Dare. He's definitely one of the standout new artists for me. But if you guys want to read Raiden's full album review, make sure you check that out at WZND.com underneath the album review tab.